USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the administration is optimistic President Trump will be able to return to the White House on Monday after spending several days at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center being treated for coronavirus.
This is an important day as the president continues to improve and is ready to get back to a normal work schedule. We've already had a couple of discussions on items that he wants to get done.
Deadly wildfires in California have burned through more than 4 million acres since the beginning of the year, more than double the previous record for acreage burned set 2 years ago. As of Sunday, CAL FIRE said there have been more than 8,200 wildfires this year that have burned well over 4 million acres. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announcing she's tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least a half a trillion dollars apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the Speaker. She's the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. Burgess continues.
There could have been a standalone airline bill that could have been done Friday afternoon. People were ready to do that. That's what I was hearing from the floor staff. And then for whatever reason, she decided at the last minute not to bring it up.
Burgess speaking there on Fox News. SpaceX planned launch this morning from Cape Canaveral has been canceled due to bad weather. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump briefly left the military hospital where he's being treated for COVID-19, riding in a Secret Service vehicle to greet supporters gathered outside. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski tells NBC's Today Show why the ride was important for the president.
Well, the president wanted to show the supporters how much he appreciated them and show that you can still continue to function even with COVID-19. Obviously, look, he's a leader and he wants to lead. And we see this from the great leaders. When they show a sign of respect to the people who are out supporting them, and that's what this was.
As far as the Secret Service agents being in close proximity to a COVID-19 positive patient, Lewandowski says,
my understanding, Savannah, from the information I've obtained, that the detail leader and of the Secret Service and the driver both volunteered for that assignment. As you know, they have very, very difficult jobs, but they were not required to do that. They both volunteered. And there was a piece of plexiglass, I believe, between the president and the two Secret Service agents who were in the vehicle.
What was once a tropical depression on track to reach the northern Gulf Coast as a hurricane later this week has been upgraded to a tropical storm. Forecasters expecting Tropical Storm Delta to grow into a hurricane by the time it nears Cuba on Tuesday. It's the 25th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which is almost double the average of a typical season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.